Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Thursday's show this week coming up, and Friday's show will be a two-parter. The Fool in its completion, yapping about the dad emails. Every guest that we had and every email that's been back and forth between me and my dad while I pretended to be my ex-wife that he went behind my back to talk to.
This is basically Andrea went through your diary, took out everything else, and just put together, dear diary, I'm writing to my dad as if I'm my ex-wife.
So you'll go to, you'll download it like a regular show, but if you want to tell friends about it, it's keithandthegirl.com/dad. It's where it'll be up. Right now, I think it goes to our store as a placeholder, but slash dad is where you'll be able to download the show.
Are you excited? Are you nervous?
The whole thing's, I don't know.
It's out of control in your head.
It's out of control.
Where do you put that in your head?
It's out of control. I saw a picture of the brain. There's so many wrinkles. And I think a lot of these emails are half of them. I really don't know what to say.
There's part of you that
I might process it different now after I'm going to hear it again.
You're going to have to hear all.
There's going to be over 7 hours, I guarantee.
Yeah. So you're going to have to hear all 7 hours. So now it's going to be in, like, it's not going to be like tune in next week when I write back.
Right.
It's going to be like letter after letter after letter, like some war movie, right?
And we're not going to know where this goes. Robin Virginia's here. We know how this goes. And then it goes immediately to the next email.
But this is kind of like the shittiest thing that's ever happened to you now in a two-parter podcast.
Yes. It's the most.
thank you, Andrea, for editing that.
This could be criminal.
It is weird. It's weird to put your weird fucking feelings in a two-parter.
Well, yeah. Season one, part one. Season one, part two.
This is weird.
We'll see.
Well, enjoy that, guys.
Right, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. We got some great guests this week as well. Ladies and gentlemen, co-host of the podcast, Narcissistas, performs at Caroline's New York Comedy Club. You know that. Featured in College Humor. Courtney McGinnis.
Oh my God, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. I can't believe your dad is such a creep. Right?
Now, as she's disgusted by that and telling me this, her hand is on her chin so she can show off her ring.
Oh, bitch. I'm so excited you noticed.
You didn't know if go through. I'm so sorry you don't have love like I do. You didn't know where you were going to start. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys. I'm so excited.
Who is he?
You've actually never met him.
I've learned not to assume anything. So Casey James Salengo surprises you. On stage.
At the Bowery Ballroom.
Okay, so you're doing a show with somebody else. He's not necessarily on the show, right?
No, he lied to me and he said that lion's sack of shit, my husband.
Oh, God, you just said that.
I love it. I mean, to be fair, I've been calling him my husband since we started dating. So
that's true. You guys like to, well, you like to do that almost as like a react, I dare you.
Yeah, 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 exactly. You will never leave me.
How long have you been together, first off?
2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, and he told me that he had a show at a spot at the Cellar, and so he couldn't make my Bowery Ballroom show, which is like, you know, it's a big deal. We put a lot of work into it. Like 200 people came. It was like, cool, my parents came.
Wow.
I just thought they loved my comedy. Apparently they knew I was getting engaged, but he was like, I got a spot at the Cellar. I can't turn it down. I was like, don't worry. Just meet us after. We'll have a drink with my family.
Did he add a lot of weird detail? Like, it's funny. He picks one of the greatest comedy clubs.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not gonna say no to it's the Cellar.
I'll probably be late because Chris Rock's a yapper, you know.
Exactly. Well, because he knew I couldn't get that mad about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he was like, but really he didn't have a spot and he was just like pacing outside at the venue, like nervous and sweating. And so my co-host, it's the end of the show, and my co-host is like, I have one more surprise for you in the audience. You'll see.
So like, he fucking booked himself on your show?
I mean, how desperate is this guy?
What the fuck? I mean, if it's not the Cellar, it's your show. Okay.
Okay, fine.
He's like, he gives you the ring and then goes, okay, but a quick five. I got to stay. I get rusty. So the co-host, I see the video, the co-host goes to the one side of the stage, right?
He does. I thought this guy, I love my co-host, Tom Delgado, amazing comic, one of my best friends. He's a dork, though, and he knows this. And I thought he got t-shirts made. And he goes, I got one more surprise. I was like, oh, this motherfucker got t-shirts made. I was like, how corny could you be? So I was like,
it is a little scary. Right. Like, if Keith was like, I have a surprise for you in the audience, I'm like, You don't do production.
Yeah, exactly.
What is this surprise? Did you run it by Andrea at least?
I know.
What happened? Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Save it for the next time.
Exactly. Right. And so he goes off to the side of the stage. I see the girls, some of our regulars of our weekly show, start freaking out and going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I turn around and Casey was behind me on one knee.
Yeah. As you're paying attention to your friend.
Yeah.
Casey comes out, quickly gets on the knee, does it in time by the time you turn around.
Like, he hits the ground and I turn around.
You jump.
I love how a lot of guys manage to piss off their future wives. Like, right. What the fuck is this? Oh, hi.
Exactly. Oh my God, me? Engaged? I've only been pressuring you for 2 years.
I lied about working at the Comedy Cellar. Why? Well, hold on. Take that in. I want you mad first. Okay. Here's the thing, though.
Exactly.
Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch.
It's always about trying to anger the person. Yeah. Why are you being a weirdo on this vacation? Fuck you. Surprise. We're in Rome.
Because I don't, it seems, and I've never felt the whole like engagement thing. And recently I asked someone to be my boyfriend, who it's obvious that we're already boyfriend and girlfriend. And I was nervous and everyone's like, why are you such a dork?
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine like asking someone to marry you. I always want to be like so smooth, but I know I'll be like, I'm going to the Comedy Cellar as normal.
Exactly.
See, like, I'm on the website and they didn't even list me on the website. That's weird. Exactly. It's like, I'm not asking. Why are you adding weird detail?
Well, I stalk his every move, so he's lucky I didn't check the lineup.
You're lucky you didn't check it.
I know. Right. Well, he said, he was like, I don't get why people are so nervous. Like, our friend Ari was so nervous before he proposed to his now wife. He was like, I don't get why people are nervous. And he said, then he woke up that morning and I said goodbye to him and I went to work, and he said he was just paralyzed in fear in bed, like, oh my God, I'm gonna do it.
She's gonna dump me.
Right. Everyone thought I knew too. They were like, right. Oh, you must have known.
Because it's ballsy, isn't it? It's ballsy. A live show.
It's a big show.
Now with the internet, we see these failed proposals all the time.
It's just become a fail video.
The guys in front of the family. There's a limo across the street that the woman's not paying attention to.
There's choreographed dancing that you put your friends through.
And you see the woman go, no. What? And the guy looking around, but your friend.
Everyone's here.
He's like, okay, you say yes, and then we'll make something up like cancer. But what the... But now,
I'll fake my own dad. Yeah. But can I tell you, those guys must be the most clueless people on earth.
Totally.
Because maybe Casey's nervous, but like, all in all,
we've had very serious conversations about it.
Who surprises, like absolutely surprises with a proposal? Who's like, you know, we never talked about this, but obviously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we're buying a house today. Just sign this. Like, no, I know I like houses, but...
If you know you're going to surprise propose, just have one more talk with your loved one about being married, where they're obviously enthusiastic. You record that, and if, worst case, she says no in public, you pass your phone around.
You're
just
like,
look,
someone's
at this.
A fucking line, bitch.
Say yes!
You know what's funny? So my best friend Will, who's been on this show, my podcast co-host, obviously, so Casey decides, and he gets... calls my dad, asks my dad if he can marry me.
Which is another fun thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so like, my dad's also like a hunter, fisherman, like a big dude.
But
like,
it's funny, you know, how, and I did that when I was engaged, and I said, hey, so I'm, you know, want to say hi, and I would like to marry your daughter, and I realize it's 2000 whatever, and I'm going to do it anyway, no matter what you say.
Yeah.
And it's almost disrespectful. I'm asking for your permission
to
marry her. But should we play this game? He goes, yes, thank you for playing.
exactly. And Casey said that my dad was like, well, hell yeah. I mean, come on. And then he's like, Oh wait, you're going to take care of her, right? Like, he had to say something dad-like.
He's Googling. He's like, exactly. Fuck yeah, hold
What's
on.
What's the right?
You'll respect her?
Okay. He's like, this is going to be a hell of a party. I mean, you take care of my girl. So stupid. But so he asked my best friend Will. He tells my best friend Will this is happening to help him like coordinate everything. And he's like, I think I want to do it at the Barry Ballroom. And Will was like, yes, perfect. So a couple months ago, I guess Casey asked me, he's like, would you like it if I propose? proposed at a comedy show. And I go, ew, no. I was like, no, that's not romantic. So he calls Will. He's like, oh my God. He was like, she doesn't want it. And Will goes, listen to me right now. That bitch doesn't know what she wants. He's like, keep the plan. She wants this.
Because is he trying to throw it into some joke that he's doing on stage? Yeah, you know, you don't know, like, what to picture.
You know, it's not like he proposed to me at, like, whatever, you know, the, I don't want to shade any venue, right. But you know what you, I mean? Like, it's not the back of a bar, you know? It's like, it was a big deal, and it was good because I was, like, distracted by the show. People thought I knew. I was so stressed about this show and getting tickets sold and having it run smoothly. And also, I wouldn't have worn fucking jean jacket and Birkenstocks if I knew I was getting fucking proposed to.
You know, Will should have figured that fucking
out. I mean, he should have consulted, but he said he didn't want to give anything away. I already yelled at him for that.
Okay. But if I was Casey and this was a big show, I'd be like, oh, she's dressed how she, like, you're dressed for pictures.
Right.
So that's so kind, like, of cool. On you.
It is on me. I'm a sloppy bitch. Damn it.
he proposes and brought a dress.
Exactly. He's like, you might want to change.
Will brought you two alternatives.
I know.
I was joking with Xerxes, and I know we've only been dating 3 months, but I was joking with him.
You're very cute.
Thank you. He's falling behind on episodes. Like, he used to be, like, right on it. And I'm like, did you hear this one yet? No, you'll hear it in 3 years. Fine. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to propose to you. And 3 years later, when you hear it, that's going to be fun for you. So look forward to that.
How's everything going with you guys?
It's terrible, but we're, you know, joking about marriage. So that's fun.
Everything's passive aggressive, but all right. The ring. It's your grandma's ring.
Oh, my God.
This, you're right to say, my God, he stole your grandma's ring. What the fuck?
That's why he called her dad.
Yeah, is your grandma still around?
No, she's not, unfortunately.
Let me tell you, I don't want to one-up him, and this just happened.
He actually dug her up.
I would have gave you the entire jewelry box. Who cares? What's he picking out, a ring? Baby, here's a necklace. Here's a couple bracelets. There's a ballerina in a jewelry box. But okay, he found a ring.
Oh my God, it is so. I was about to get emotional and sentimental. Keith is like, he's an asshole.
How do you work it out with the ring? Like, who? Oh, he does, obviously. But who does he talk to?
He talks to my mom. So he calls my dad and asks him. And then my dad was like, well, talk to Betsy, my mom. And he's like, she's got a ring from my grandmother. And I was, like, very, very close to my grandmother. And I look just like her. And it's very, very, oh God. Oh no.
Right. Whose side?
My mom's mom. Okay. And I have,
oh my,
like,
God, wait. Courtney's having a feeling.
I can't. No, I'm Irish. I can't.
Push it down.
Get her a drink.
Can I have a whiskey? I like have all her old clothes and stuff. We just have a very similar vibe. And
oh, is that top?
Bitch, this is Zara. Okay.
Do you find yourself wearing white more? Just the conversations?
Because I'm so virginal. It's crazy. I've been on stage and I've been kind of bombing because I'm like, people do not like a comic to be happy. So I've been like, no, you guys, I was a slut for so long. You don't understand. This is a big deal. Anyways.
I'll pass the ring around now, but exactly. I want a spotlight on it the whole time. Exactly. Does any of it make you nervous that he is so good after all at keeping secrets? Like, where is he now? Who knows? You know?
You're the worst.
Honestly, I'll see you guys later. Don't worry, I've got his phone tracked.
Well, it's funny, like, when you're two comics, it's like, if you're not around him, one of your friends is, because totally. You're doing a show with him.
Totally.
Right. Luck lying as Casey James Delango.
Right. We can't even get on the L train without seeing someone we know, so, ew. Like, what is he going to do?
And they shouldn't say hi, am I right?
I know, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, this is in between time. This is, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Did the ring fit?
It did not. It was.
Oh, well, okay. He surprised you. You know, what are we going to do? I have a fitted ring.
I mean, what is he going to ask my ring size? I'd be like, what are you doing? But I will say, I just been in such shock and, like, whatever. So I dropped the ring off to get sized. And when I went to pick it up and put it on, I just burst into tears. Aww. I was just like, this is so, thank you so much. And it was like this sweet little Asian girl behind the ring. She was like, okay, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, it's just really, really, it's just a big deal. She was like, okay, bye.
Is this code? Do I call the police?
She was like, are you trapped?
I love him. 911.
Exactly.
So of course you've been talking, you said, about being married. Has it been 2 years? Discussions about getting married someday?
I mean, y'all know I'm crazy.
I liked it for half a second. She's like, I should probably say no.
I should say no, but like, okay. So Casey and I were friends for like years and years before we got together. And once we got together, I mean, we moved in together like, I don't know, 6 months after we started dating. Like, we just like went all in all the, because it just was so right and easy and wonderful. And we fought all the time, but like loved it, you know? Like, I don't know.
Didn't you recently graduate therapy?
We did graduate therapy. Actually, our couples therapist emailed us and she was like, do you guys want a free session as a gift? And we were like, yes, bitch.
So, oh, that's fun.
Do you get a certificate? I forget.
No, but we'll make one.
Right. I mean, since we made up the whole thing, why not make one too? Graduated therapy. How old are you?
I'm 31.
And you graduated therapy.
I didn't graduate personal therapy. Let me just clarify that, okay? I go to two therapists. One's a life coach, one's a therapist. I'm doing great. Anyways, what were we talking about? My wedding.
Do you have a date planned?
Well, I want to get
9/11.
Right.
Controversial, but cheaper.
I'm going to take the power back.
Do it on the 20th year anniversary. It's coming up.
Oh my God, that's... I almost said this. Can we edit that out?
But now we're going to do it.
Well, are you looking at prices and you realize when you look at a venue, don't say it's a wedding.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
It's friends hanging out and we're artists, so we dress like weirdos.
I think I'm going to wear white.
And boom, you just save $20,000 easily.
It is psychotic.
Yeah. I heard when our friends Peter and Sarah were looking, and forgive me if I get it wrong because they've been married for a while now, but they started looking in places like Brooklyn, which is no longer cheaper than Manhattan at all. No. In some cases, even more. But a lot of the venues, not only did it start at a very low, low $10,000, that's the space. Do you want tables and chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want nice tables and chairs?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you want
our
bar?
Good waiters?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Do you want the B list or the A list? It's your wedding. I don't know.
Do you want the bar? Do you want the bar with alcohol?
It's so fucking. I mean, I
what
always
letter
knew,
re- but... review would you like in the window? An A review? Or it goes down to C?
Be honest, Casey doesn't give a fuck. He'll eat anywhere. But
I would too. They're not going to get me with those bees. Yeah, I'm right in there. Shit.
Fuck it. Cheap.
What's going to happen? A roach? That's been in my house. I'm good.
No, exactly. I cook there all the time.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Right. So do you know a season you want to get married in?
Okay. Well, my big idea is to get married in the fall. Because I will say, Casey and I, we've also talked about this on the pod. We've been to so many weddings.
Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
Because it's coming out every time you talk about the wedding.
I don't know. I think about my family and they stress me out and then my accent comes out. Whenever I'm drunk or nervous, I'm like, hey, y'all. too much. It's too much. But what were we talking about?
The fall wedding.
The fall. I want to get, so my least favorite part about every single person's wedding is the morning after breakfast. Because fuck you. I've puked at every single one of them. You want me to wake up at 9 a.m.? I was drinking until 3 a.m. You wanted me to dance. I'm going to drink 6 whiskeys. Okay.
I didn't know those were at 9 a.m.
It's so fucked up because it's all usually at a hotel or a space where you have to be out by noon or whatever. It's so rude. And so my idea is to have the day after, there's no breakfast. We watch football all day. That doesn't start till 1. We drink Bloody Marys. We order pizza. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you fix a hangover.
Yes.
Somebody's listening going, maybe I will get married.
Exactly.
Is there something exciting about all the, you talked about how much money you've spent being invited and what a treat all these weddings, especially if you have a bridesmaid kind of role, it gets very pricey. Is it
and
fun?
They're all out of town.
Yeah, out of town. Is it fun that now it's your turn?
My friends will rue the day they met me. We're going to Paris for my bachelorette.
Are you really?
No. I mean, it would be so chic. Now that I said it, I was like, wait, that's actually a good idea.
I named the place. The place.
I know you guys know me, and so it doesn't seem like I'm being honest, but I am very low-key. I just don't like a traditional stuff.
Are you going to make more an ugly dress, though? Remember what you had to do?
Yeah, they're wearing ugly dresses.
Are they matching dresses and all
that?
They
have to wear no makeup.
And shave their head.
I don't want you in sunlight for 6 months before my wedding.
Are you doing matching dressing stuff?
No. I think I kind of just want my sisters and Will. Just keep it small and nothing, none of the thing. And I hate the seating chart. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So they're going to be standing the whole time.
We're going to be standing. Wear comfortable shoes.
I didn't have a seating chart, but then what happened was is the people from New York just like pushed two tables together and the people from Hawaii pushed tables together. And I'm like, this isn't exactly what we thought of. But then I was like, who gives a shit?
It's a party. It's like, yeah. We want to go to Hawaii for our honeymoon. We already talked about that.
Where in Hawaii?
Wherever they let us for $500.
Exactly.
I'll wait until the gifts come in and we'll decide.
Exactly. Honeymoon fund.
Now, with the ring being so bright and shiny.
Bitch, thanks for saying that on recorded history.
Are you ever amazed that you're having a conversation with somebody and they didn't bring it up? Like,
she walks in with her hand first now.
That's what's shocking. Okay. And sometimes once in a blue moon, somebody might not register.
There have been some comics who I've seen at shows around and they haven't said congratulations. And I'm like, they are on a list. I mean, this is my week.
It's okay, like you're constantly sneezing and they're ignoring it.
I'm like, hello.
Say God bless you.
I've been going into places ring first. I've been showing people on the street, every waitress. I'm like, we just got engaged. And she's like, okay.
Excuse me, is this a push or pull situation?
It's so hot.
Just fanning yourself.
Oh, I can barely pick my hand up.
I recommend Vistaprint business cards. It just says, I'm engaged. You hand them out.
Shots welcome.
You hand them out with your left hand.
Slide it across the table.
And in small print on the bottom, it has a link to your registry.
Oh, well, love that.
Which you're registered at PayPal.
Oh my God, girl.
Or Venmo.
That's what I'm like, does anyone have $10,000 to $30,000? Like, because fuck me.
For my dress.
My dress alone.
If everybody can join Chase Bank, it really speed things up in a couple months.
Have you heard of QuickPay?
So I'm giving you time. Right. We use Vistaprint, of course. We use it for business cards. We use it for stickers. It's so easy. They're so professional. And if something goes wrong, and it's going to be on your end if something goes wrong, you forget the address, you spell, they'll make it right.
Yeah. Woo. That's actually no question. It's not like you have to give them a reason. I don't know how to spell my name because I was breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I spelled my daughter's name and said nothing. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, everyone's an idiot. We'll redo this.
I love Vistaprint, actually. Casey and I got tour posters printed from them. Yeah. And we sold them in Denver. It was great.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Vistaprint wants you to be able to, this is their little slogan, own the now. They want you to own the now in any situation. That's why you can get 500, listen to this, 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99.
Bitch.
Just go to Vistaprint.com/KATG. That's Vistaprint.com/KATG. One more time, because this is a deal. Vistaprint.com/KATG. Let's say you didn't find love the way Courtney did.
Oh.
And you're out in the, it's sad, but the people are out there. And you're in the dating scene. What do you do? Do you, you know, make a little joke and hand a card to a lady you're interested in? You have 499 more cards. You paid $10. Or buy her a $14 martini and hope that she's a drunk. I don't know. But I have an idea which way I'd play it.
I don't know. The latter worked out for me and Casey. So it's really up to you.
All right, then you wasted one card. Okay.
Everyone just be yourselves at Vistaprint.com/KATG.
Well, so speaking of Kemda's relationship, she recently...
Hi, Xerxes.
She recently went camping by herself.
Wow.
Now, is this a flag we got to worry about?
I did it last year also. That was my first year, and I kind of want to try to do it every year.
Okay. Now, I get why you'd want to camp by yourself, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you can't help but wonder, does the partner think for a second, like, yeah, but why wouldn't you? I'll be quiet.
Yeah. I was thinking that myself because I was like, oh, I'm already making the plans. I got to get a car. And it's the same amount. It's like the same amount of money too. It's not like
for two people.
Yeah, one person. And you know, then we get to like go camping together. But I was like, hold on tight.
Right.
You'll go another time because it's important to me.
To be quiet and silent in your own feelings and life.
Yeah, and to fuck
things.
Strangers.
Yeah, I was like to masturbate. What are we doing out here? What are we doing? To fuck strangers.
You know that. campsite wang.
Oh, Casey is never allowed to go camping. Anyways.
Chut, camping usually is like, it's so weird. This place that we go to, we go there group camping once a year, and Xerxes and I have been together, and it's just like a very easy 45 minute ride or like an hour 15 with traffic. But it's a lot of families. It's just families, and every once in a while it's like a bunch of Hasidic families, and you're like, you guys are allowed to do that?
Well, that's the ultimate them, right? No lights, no TV.
It's the Sabbath every day.
Right. Now, you say there's families, but I guarantee it's a woman by herself. You do get hit on. You have to, right?
Here's what I do. So when I was checking in, you're allowed to have six people on your campground or six tents on your campground. And when you come in, you fill in like who the major person is, which is always me, and then the other campers. So I wrote Xerxes as the other camper. And for a second I thought, well, if there's a crime and like Xerxes' name is here, I'm just like implicating. I'm like, this is not a TV show. They're going to check the records. And it's like, were you in Queens or were you upstate?
By the way, if I saw Henda and Xerxes written on a campsite list, I'm like, what? Those aren't names. Is this weirdo naming her campsite?
It's bears. And then,
and like a little hat. Oh my God, that's so cute.
And then I brought two chairs, and I put two chairs out as if more than one person is camping. I should have brought six chairs. Fuck it. Just sat around with myself at six chairs. But I did bring the second one also to put my feet on. But I am nervous the whole time. And I did say there was a lot of families and stuff, but I don't like people knowing I'm there by myself. I don't like the bears knowing I'm there by myself. So I like to keep up a facade, even though like it's just me smoking weed on a campground every time you pass. So this guy.
And weed, by the way, that's a friendly thing. It's an invitation almost, right?
I guess, you know, I never thought of that. For me, because that campground is so full of families, I see it as I hope they don't smell it, because they're more like alcohol drinkers, which is totally normal and regular around your family. Right. Then like maybe marijuana is like a drug, you know, which is so
funny.
It's
normal to drink a 24 pack and take your kids on the river, you know, it's like my whole childhood.
Yeah. And it says no drinking in this campsite, but okay.
Did you see that some company made?
We used to bring kegs on this site. Okay. Oh, just giving you an idea.
Fun.
Yeah.
A company made a raft that is enclosed.
No.
And you blow it up with air and you go in the river and supposedly you're supposed to be comfortable in a floating fucking house.
Wait, you know that like pool floats are like the new thing, right? Like for Instagram, like these like big swans and pizza slices like in the pool, right?
What?
One of my friends is sponsored by one of these pool floats. He's like an Instagram person. And they've sent him an inflatable coffin.
That's basically what this is.
I swear to God. That's so funny. What the fuck? Right. You just cooking inside. You actually die in this thing? What the fuck?
So you go in it, and then you're like, here's to no waterfalls. I've been on air mattresses. I'm always on the ground at the end of the day, right? I'm like, I'm just going to hang out in this little floating house.
It's so weird.
So you're like completely enclosed?
Yes.
So it's like, I want to go down the river, but I don't want to look at it. I don't want to feel it.
Right.
What is the point? Just sit in the hammock. At least you're moving and seeing things. Exactly. Yeah.
I think we're moving. Exciting. So the people who comes up to you?
Oh, so this guy, I rented a car and it had Indiana plates. And so this guy was like, oh, you're from Indiana. I am too. And I'm like, oh no, it's just a rental.
You were like, ew, no. Gross.
I was almost like, I don't look like it, but you do. So maybe. But it was friendly enough, but like, I hate to say this, but I got a vibe from him. I'm just like, this is not regular conversation, and I officially don't like you. I don't know, but I was leaving it open. I'm like, everyone's friendly on a campground. People are nice.
Was he sitting? Is he comfortable?
No, he was.
Because you have another chair.
Oh, yeah. Ew, that's an invitation. Oh, yeah. I'm just looking for my gentleman friend. No, he's like out on the road. Like everything's by the road. So he's out on the road just like looking at my car.
Right.
And I said no, and he looked expectingly like, now you make conversation. I was like, okay, thanks for saying hi. Oh yeah, because he introduced himself, his name is Danny, and I'm like, and I did not introduce myself. And tell me if I'm right or wrong, but a guy from Indiana, I don't want to say my name is Chemda, and I'm not saying like I'm not saying every guy from Indiana, but like he looked like he's never met a chemda before.
Sure.
Is that rude? Keith, you have a face.
Well, there's too much news in the papers nowadays where guys are flipping out and racism is acceptable. No, of course you think it for a reason.
And what's the big deal if you don't say, you know, even if you are like generalizing, whatever, you're alone in the woods. So like, whatever, yeah. Maybe be a little more cautious.
That's the thing. I was like, you know what? I'm being like very high alert sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And this guy
smoking all that pot. You're paranoid.
Yeah. What a relaxing trip, right?
This guy might be like the nicest person, but in my head, I was like, you know what? Guys have a bad reputation right now, and I am alone here. So I'm just going to, I was not unfriendly, but I don't want to like be inviting. So I didn't introduce myself. I said, nice to meet you. Thanks for saying hello. And I walked away. Mm-hmm. And I thought, friendly enough, sure. You won't kill me for being rude, right. But you also won't like come at me. Okay, fine. Later that night, it is dark. I'm by the fire.
I know nobody's been sitting in that chair.
No.
Oh, God.
Somebody comes through, you know, into my campsite, and it's a kid. Oh, he told me he's here with his kid. And so I'm like, that's nice. And the kid comes through, and he hands.
Does a kid entice you?
Yeah, right.
Like
yeah,
that, right?
But I feel like he wanted to. He kept
is
wanting.
Is the kid like, is this seat taken?
He kept the guy, Danny, he kept wanting to say more, but I didn't invite it. So he was like, my kid's with me. And I was like, there seems to be more to this, but I'm not going to ask you. You know, he keeps wanting to something.
Do you like him?
Yeah. My kid's here, but like, you know, it's not like a gay thing. I don't, you know what I mean?
It's not like, a gay thing.
No homo, I'm here with my son.
I don't know. He's a bigger dude, you know, but he's like 10, 12, you know? So the kid comes through with a paper plate.
This is the next day?
This is that night.
Okay.
I'm only there for two nights. Okay. So he comes through with like a paper plate, and there's a s'mores made there. Not heated up. Maybe they wanted me to like figure that part out. You know, who knows what kind of doneness you want to your marshmallow.
Right.
I respect that. So he comes through, and I'm like, oh, thank you. And I'm like, not cute.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing. And here's the thing. If I was interested, which could be that I was interested, right? First of all, you would have gotten a vibe earlier. But okay, you tried with the kid. Mm-hmm. Respectable.
Is it? With sending the kid over? It's disgusting.
I don't know. Don't
listen. The kid needs a new mommy. What's the big deal?
I guess because if I was interested.
Here's s'mores and mommy doesn't mind.
Yeah. Mommy's not in the picture anymore. But anyway, here's s'mores.
I just happened.
And this kid was obviously uncomfortable, didn't say one word to me, was just like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, man, you can't even talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's 10 or 12 or something. And I get it. His dad was like, go over there. And he's like, no, no. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm like, tell your dad I said thanks. Now, if I were interested, I would walk back with the kid.
And say thank
And not
you.
Even interested, like as a friend. I'm not interested in talking to anyone. Last time I went by myself, no joke, like while I was registering, people who I knew came to the office, and I'm just like,
what do you mean,
hi.
Who you knew?
People from the city walked into the office while I was, you know, checking in, and they're like, oh my God, you're here, we're here. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
And they even came by and said like, hey, we're gonna be at the site tonight. And I was like, yeah, no, yeah. I'm not kidding. If I left my boyfriend at home, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, for sure.
But I get it. Like, camping is friendly. You know, I have talked to the neighbors very briefly, but everyone stay on your side. So if I was interested, I would come over, even just to say hi. I am by myself. That's nice. Fine.
But wouldn't it be funny? Kendra comes over with the s'mores on a plate and puts it on the table at his site and goes, no, thank you.
Shut it down.
This is not how you make a s'mores. See you next time. Work on that. So it was nice and friendly. Okay, the next day, he comes over again, the father only. And he goes, oh, God.
And he gave her the entire package of marshmallows, chocolate, graham crackers.
I bet you could do it better. You're a woman. Cooking's not my thing.
He turned around and he was on one knee.
So, Courtney, you're not the only one. So he comes by and he's like, do you have some ice? And I'm like, oh, okay, that's a normal question. Although, like, how much ice could I have and what do you need it for? But fine, you know, there's like a sugar thing, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I noticed he doesn't have anything to put the ice in.
Can you put it in my mouth?
Yeah.
My hands are all, they're from logs and stuff.
I'm so manly.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, okay, fine. So I go, should I put it in a cup? Like, I'm not giving you all my ice. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to the store for ice because you're an idiot. So, and there's also like a little camp bodega store, you know, if you want to like drive up to that thing if you want. It's not a big deal. So I go, do you want like a cup full? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, here's a cup. And then I think he goes to get a cup of his own or something. And I put it in. And he goes, yeah, I got a six pack of beer, so I need to cool it. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, if you know what I mean. Yes. And I'm just one person.
Yeah.
And I plan to get fucked up, but time moved fast. So.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Before that, he goes, yeah, my son's at his grandma's for the night.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. First of all. One six pack, bitch.
That's so funny.
You better go to the grocery store.
Hey, while you're there, get some ice.
That's the thing. Wow. I'm like, oh, really? You went to the store and got beer and forgot ice?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's
and you
so
have
embarrassing.
No ice at all for the night.
He's like, hey, when you're classy like me, you want to ice the five beers while you're enjoying the sun. With the first beer, because I drink slow like a gentleman.
Oh, it was so weird God. Because it really came out of nowhere. Like, oh yeah, my son's at his grandma's for the night, and I was like, "Am I supposed to be a nice person about this?"
No.
Well, it seems like he ruined things, so he's not here, and he'll never be there. He doesn't have to be there.
His mom usually has custody. Right. I mean, I can't even believe she let me alone with this kid.
And he has a Michelob Ultra. How do I chill this? Should I leave this with you and come back throughout the day?
Oh my God.
So I'm just like, so he invites me over. He's like, do you want to, you know, come
yummy,
have
yummy.
A beer?
And do I'm you want to come like, have a beer?
I don't know.
did he say, I'm just curious, did he say beer or drink? I don't know why I find
I think
funny.
He might have said, like, you're welcome to join me or, like, okay. Do you want to join or, because I have a six pack.
Would one like to partake?
Yeah.
I would be like, I'll take the six pack. I'll be at my campsite. Thank you.
And I'm like, I don't drink, but thank you so much. And I really try to.
Okay, wait a second.
Yeah.
You don't drink and you don't eat. Fuck you.
And so he's like, oh, okay. And then like, I guess he never thought like, it's possible she doesn't drink beer.
Yeah.
You know, he's like,
yeah.
I got a six pack. Who's with me?
Party at my site.
He's walking away. I'm stupid. I'm so stupid. Yeah, I know.
And then, he does go and he's cordial enough, but this stuff makes me very nervous. It just makes me nervous. So, he comes back a few minutes later and is like, hey, if you need a charge for stuff, I have like a...
Wow.
Yeah, I have...
He's trying so hard.
Yeah, and I'm like...
It's plugged into my tent. You just come over anytime you want. Yeah.
No son, no kids, so kind of cool.
He has a generator.
Right. Now, at this point, not that you should...
Right. Didn't you just get a boner? What happened? Right?
I can't believe I tried to move on.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to have to do the boyfriend card?
I did. At that, he goes, oh, so at that point, he's like, so you're just here by yourself for the whole time? And I go, no, my boyfriend's coming in a little bit.
Right.
And I was like, fuck me. Like,
yeah. And then he does the death drop.
It doesn't feel very feminist to say shit like that.
Of course.
But I actually considered, I was like, man, if Xerxes drove and had a car, I'd be like, just come up for the night. I can't deal with this. I thought of packing my shit and going to another site. I thought of packing my shit and just going home. I'm like, it's my last night, so I won't wake up here or whatever. And then,
well, it is funny that guys don't understand no, but they do respect dibs. Somebody already has dibs on you?
Okay.
Respect.
That's so fucking funny. Look, I got dibs right on my finger, bitch.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to bother you.
I should wear a ring while I'm at the camp.
Why not?
That's a good idea. Yeah. I didn't throw out my wedding ring, but I'm not going to wear that. But
you don't need that hanging on you.
Nope.
You know what happened to me last night at a show? Again, I'm not going to shade any venue, but this is like a place. It's in Tribeca, so it's like a little douchier crowd, you know, a little like business manny. And I went up, I had an R8 set, and this guy came up to the bar and he like pulled out a wad of cash and was just like kind of like looking at me and kind of just like counting his fucking money. I was like, bitch, I was literally just talking about how engaged I am. Like, what are you doing?
Well, so you know how you said like, oh, six pack, where's mine and stuff like that? Okay, so I know you guys might think this is about to be precious, but I'm talking to Xerxes later, and I'm just like, and I don't know, because now he's drinking, and I feel like he bought a six-pack, and now he's going to drink it by himself.
That wouldn't even make me feel different.
But because I'm like, you know, he seems like he's understanding now, but what if he's drunk and at my tent? Like, I get nervous around that stuff, and he's like, and he's very nice, but in a nice, polite way, he goes, that's a normal amount to drink for some people. Like, this isn't really, like, a lot. And I go, oh, yeah, I guess, like, that's, you know.
Well, I just want to kiss you on your forehead right now.
Because I was like, I think he expected to drink with two people. Now he's going to drink it by himself, and I'm not sure what he's, like, drunk. And right. I'm just, like, going nuts in my head.
By the way, they sell dummy rings, rings that you put on so that guys don't harass. They're pink. Because we don't know how to make stuff for you guys.
They have a tiny little dildo on them, actually.
What a girl wants. Oh, I felt like such an asshole, and I really was nervous because you all of a sudden it occurs to you that there's no lock on any door, mm-hmm. that you're sleeping in a tent that unzips to open, sure. and if you're trying to come out the other way, you're gonna try to, you know, open a mesh window with your hands,
right?
So I don't,
and stay out.
Shit,
it's stuck. Hold on.
And maybe I am paranoid, but I am on the campground by myself, sure. when, you know, this person is, I don't know, it just didn't feel
It's not
good.
Paranoid when he comes over half a dozen times.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He crossed the line about the third time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like two times is friendly. And then it's like, okay.
Toothpaste?
A toothpaste? Do you brush your teeth?
Let me guess. You don't. Because you don't have to because you don't need a drink.
Okay. I was even nervous that the next morning he'd be like, where's the boyfriend? I was already making up a reason.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, sure.
Just all the stuff. I wondered if, like, I should... Okay, so I wondered if I should put my phone, like, just dial 911. So if he does come, all I have to do is press the button. Or I thought to tell him, I'm like, look, if he comes to my tent, I'm going to text you, call 911. Because I won't want to call and he'll hear me. And I was like, all the stuff is on the schedule. You'll know which site I'm on. Just call 911.
Right.
I don't know. And I'm glad, Keith, you're looking at me like, yeah, that's it.
Of course.
But
I remember, by the way, this happened the other day. I'm past somebody and they do the, hi. And, you know, we know people in the city, so you assume it's your fault. And I'm like, hey. And she's like, well, I don't know you, but.
Yeah. I've had someone like hug me and like be like, hey, what's up, girl? How are you? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if we met. And she was like, we met. And then 20 minutes later, she was like, oh, yeah, we never met. I just listened to your podcast. I just remembered. And I was like, holy shit.
My thing was, it was obvious that she wanted money for something. I don't know if it was wildlife or, you know, what have you. And so I said, oh, I have to go. And she said, well, no, but I'll just tell you about this. And it doesn't involve money. And I go, okay, because I don't have money here. I don't have cash. I don't have a credit card. And she goes, oh, how'd you pay? So it was obviously about money. And she goes, how'd you pay for that drink in your hand? And I look at her and I go, are we doing this? And she goes, sorry.
You know what Xerxes does? He learns about the thing that they're selling, like the thing, and then he comes back with information for them.
Oh my
so
God.
So he goes, so in one, I don't know the exact things and I'm not going to get it right, but it was like, oh, in this region of maybe Africa, they're using rhinoceros horns. And so they're trying to stop that because it's making rhinoceroses whatever the fuck. So Xerxes goes, yeah, but that's their only source of income and you're taking that away. So do you know the people that you're working for care more about those rhinos than human beings who will be displaced because they won't have any way to make money because that is their main resource? Have you considered that? And the guy was like, no, I haven't. He's like, maybe look at that.
Or just give me $5 a month. He pulls out a credit card reader. That's my dad when Jehovah's Witnesses would come to our house and he sits them down to convert them to Catholicism. God, yeah.
But isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Yeah.
Well, Hendo's getting hit on all weekend. She's she's at a stoplight, a cop in a car.
With full uniform. This makes me so nervous.
It's on her.
What?
Isn't that gross? So he makes me like pull down my window and everything. And I'm like, okay. And I'm nervous driving a car and I never drive a car.
Roll down your window.
Oh my God.
Roll down your window.
That was scary.
That was very scary.
Hey, baby.
Nice tits.
But like he's signaling me and I'm like, am I smoking a joint? And don't know it. And so I'm like, no, seatbelt's on, everything. I go, hey. And he's like, how you doing? I'm like, no,
oh my God.
Yeah. And it's a red light. So I'm like, do I go when it's green? Like, am I allowed to go, sir? Right. Because right. he's making like water cooler conversation, and he's on my right, so it has to be like past the passenger side to his side, and I'm just like.
People say we have these crazy laws. Don't cops have better things to do? No.
No.
There's a lot of them. And no, they don't.
The light turns green and he says something about like, are you married or something like that? And I was like, and I drove off. Right. But now in my rear view, I'm like, is he right behind me? Is he two cars behind me? God. Is he going to pull me over and like make up something? Because I don't know if my tail light is out and now I'm going to be in trouble and he's got a reason and blah, blah, blah.
Did I emasculate you? Who knows?
Yeah. Did I say something weird? Like, you're in uniform. Oh, I'm not allowed to not talk to you. So I don't think you should be allowed to.
It not only should be against the law. I firmly believe death penalty. Death penalty. You signed up to be a cop. You can't in uniform use that to hit on somebody. That's abuse of power. It's insane. And I think it should be the death penalty. You can't help yourself.
It's weird.
I mean, you can hire a lawyer.
Wait, that's so fucked.
It is, because I know that this interaction can cost me a lot. Because because something is always wrong. You know what I mean? Like, you forgot to, like, maybe I totally put my signal on every time I turn. I do all of those things because I don't want to get pulled over for some dumb fucking reason because somebody's bored. But now I'm monitoring, like, who knows? Oh, in New York, you're always too close to the vehicle in front of you. You know, you're supposed to leave like two cars. Maybe he wants to pull me over for that. I feel like you can just get pulled over. So if I, quote, emasculate you, you will pull me over for the thing that everybody does.
I got pulled over for for going straight in a left turn only, but I was going around a garbage truck. So there was like a garbage truck. So I went around, but it was also like 2 a.m. Will and I were on the way to the airport. And I think they probably thought I was like drunk and just like pulled me out. Or, you know, Will's black. So that's not good either, you know.
But that's also like.
It's like almost a $200-something ticket.
It's so much money.
That's so fucked.
Yeah. Or, and it's not a drunk move to do. The drunk move would be to hit the fucking. Right. You went around it.
At $200. Or you could have been free Friday night. Yeah. Right? Somebody was going to the airport. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Here's a ticket then.
It's not the first time. New York cops are so like that. One time a cop was talking to me about, like, I forget the exact thing, but he knows the neighborhood that I live in. Like, maybe he like does beat there or something. I don't know. And so he gave me his number. And now if I don't text you or call you, he like made me give him his number or something. Cause I remember he did text me and I was like, am I supposed to fucking text you back?
His beat. Ew. Yeah, he beats off.
Then there was another cop. I used to do cop parties and firefighter parties. Like, they would have really good parties because the government is paying for it. Mm-hmm. And I used to do kids parties. So I was like the clown face painting their kids and like doing balloon animals. There was this one job way out in Long Island. I remember I didn't want to do it because it took like 2 hours minimum to drive out there. It's a 4-hour job. So I was like, I don't know, $700. And they're like, yeah, okay. And it's because this one cop who gave me his phone number the first year I was there kept wanting to hit on me. So they kept paying that price for me to come out. So he can try to talk to me again. And I was like, whatever, it's $700. I don't know. I'm not blowing you, but.
You're putting on the clown makeup crying. You got to keep starting over.
Yeah. So it's just weird. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. People are coming for you.
This is over like 2 decades, but yeah. Every once in a while. But what's weird about it is like, so I don't know why, but in those 2 days, in New York, you just get hit on a lot, but this was weird. I got hit on like 4 or 5 times in a matter of like 48 hours, like distinct in your eyes, like, hey, I'm like, what is happening? Mm. I did not take a shower the entire time I was camping, didn't change my underwear once.
Yes.
And also masturbated, came twice. And I just was like, what? What are people seeing?
It's your pheromones.
What is happening? Woo! It's so disgusting.
When you ladies do take care of yourself. It's for yourself, right? When you do. Holidays. But it's obviously for yourself. When you go out looking like shit and you get the same cat calls.
It's wild.
You're like, whoa, I could be saving thousands.
It is. It is true, though. Every time I look like shit, I feel like it's more like, I don't know.
Maybe it's like, well, I have a chance with this one.
Yeah. This bitch is a mess.
I hold up a mirror. I ask you out. No, actually, that's just us making. We say, "Are you married?" But we just want to make sure, like, you're not from an insane asylum. Yeah, like, do you have someone to take care of you? We're genuinely asking. Tomorrow, wear the short skirt. We'll whistle. But right now, like, Are you alone?
Are you okay?
By the way, that is so fun. Because I considered taking a shower or at least like changing my underwear before I come home because Xerxes was going to be there. But I was like, nah, it's camping.
Yeah.
Right. I dropped off the car without showering. I came back. I don't give a shit. It's so fun. I don't want to do it forever, but it's so right. fun. Anyway, go camping by yourself.
I'm reading a story about an NYPD officer, a woman, Sadokat Makudova, 24 years old, arrested in Staten Island for shoplifting at the Staten Island Mall around 4:30 p.m.
Oh, but the Staten Island Mall, you can't. You got to get everything over there.
I thought you only could shoplift there.
It's in a JCPenney, $300 worth of unpaid clothing she shoved in her purse. And
is that a pair of pants at some places?
JCPenney.
JCPenney, oh, okay. That's like an entire rack of sweaters.
She was charged with petite larceny, suspended from the force without pay. Isn't that funny? You could shoot somebody at a fucking crosswalk.
And you can still work.
And you can get work and be paid while we pretend to look into it because we have video.
It's petite larceny.
Right. Also, I want to be petite larceny. That's hot.
Thank you.
So little.
You're busted on sexy larceny. Thank you.
I have lost weight.
And you're fired. Okay, but repeat the charges.
No, Keith, you have a venti charge. Right.
It was one of those... you know, security guards that caught the cop. So the cop's a cop. I was a security guard. That's a joke. When a security guard busts you,
yeah.
First of all, just go, no. Yeah, not exactly. You had to be high. Okay, you got me. What? Your badge is sewn onto your shirt. Exactly. It's not real.
That's
no.
Crazy.
I was testing out your security. Good job. Here's all your clothes back, idiot.
You're right.
I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
No, I'm under arrest. Fuck you.
You got me.
Yeah. Not only am I leaving now, I'll be here tonight.
Have you guys ever shoplifted something?
Yes.
Me too. Yes.
You love it. You
love it. I loved it in high school. I was like, I'm a bad kid. I loved it.
I did do it, I think, for the first time in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like...
That's the only time I think I was into it.
I did it as an adult.
She's like, I did it on the way here.
I'm stealing shit right now.
This Starbucks cup was somebody else's. They just leave it on the counter.
Why does it say Greg on your cup? Right.
Tomorrow, it's like, is there an order for Greg? He has good taste.
Gender is fluid.
I'll have what Greg was having. That was good yesterday. I mean, you have to be fired, of course, but if you're not fired, then you have to quit. You can't see your fellow officers, right?
That is so embarrassing. Also, yeah. JCPenney, bitch, come on.
Right, it's like, ma'am, we gave you an entire race of people you can shoot at your leisure. You got caught stealing in JCPenney?
Number one, at least go to the Gap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is too. It's like, how did you get caught? You're the one who's supposed to know how to look out for shit.
Right. God.
Well, she's a woman. Hello. So, you know.
Speaking of which, it's been 100 years since the 19th Amendment, the right for white women to vote. What an exciting time that was.
What a very specific, exciting time. Yeah,
for a certain amount of people.
They didn't write that in the amendment, white. They said all women.
At the time, they didn't have to.
They said, right. So
they had to write in that black people were human.
Right.
Yeah. Remember, what were they, two-thirds human for a while?
So
three-fifths?
So the, well, yeah, Hendes remembers it with rose-colored glasses.
Ew, I love how I'm like, actually, it was three-fifths. Don't give them two-thirds. Oh, my God. I'm just waiting for someone to cancel me.
But how did they do maths on, like, three-fifths person?
So 100 years ago, and then they're like, so all women? Yeah. All women? Yes. Black women. Well, if we're going to get stupid, then no. Not women dogs. Not black women. Oh, not a man that puts on a wig and is now a woman can vote twice.
God.
Asian women finally got the vote in 1952.
Oh, my God.
So I guess it's the stereotype of them being smart enough they can handle it like a man. Yeah. Native American women, 1957.
They were here first, though.
Okay, we'll let you play now.
I like it. And they have to write that. The natives can now vote.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And then not until almost a decade later. Wow. Black women in 1965.
That is crazy. Like, my parents were alive.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Your parents were not just alive. They were an age. Yeah, you know what exactly. I mean? Like, yeah. They were celebrating a few birthdays.
Remember that.
You know, as kids, I don't know, Keith, did you experience this? When this started coming up where it's like, no, black people are not equal, you know, because we went through a phase of like, you know, rainbow colored people and United Colors of Benetton mm-hmm. and I see no color and all this shit.
Right.
And then people were like, no. Like, you do see color. There's still inequality, blah, blah, blah. And then, fuck, where was I going with this?
Something was I born in a racist town. Yeah.
You're saying when you were kids or something?
Yeah,
so many things happened. So many things.
I've had a full life.
Yes. So then they used to be like, slavery was 400 years ago. And people were like,
no, it's right now.
It was for 400 years. Right. And it just ended. And they're like, no, 400 years ago. And it's like, even if it was 400 years ago, which I don't want to entertain because it wasn't, it was for 400 years.
Well, I'm looking at the 19th Amendment, and you have to vote on that. And these are public votes, meaning you can see the senators, how they voted, yay or nay. Mm-hmm. So you can look up how people voted on the 19th Amendment and go, look at that. My granddad said nay.
But to some people, that's like, that's right, he was fighting. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then, of course, you have the number of not, there's 56 yays, 25 nays, could women vote, 15 not voting. Too controversial.
Too controversial. Throw it out. I can't even handle this.
I'm going to milk the cows today. It's too much.
It's not a black and white issue. It is a gray area, and I have to think about it for a little while.
And no, grays can't vote either.
Oh, my God.
Why would they want women to vote?
Well, they, of course they don't. And they're passing around flyers. This is a flyer that was being passed around at the time. You can look at it at keithandthegirl.com. This is in Madison Avenue, New York City. Okay, a happening place.
What year?
This 100 years ago.
Oh, okay.
This, like a flyer. Vote no on women's suffrage. Here's why.
Because we called it suffrage for a reason. Yeah. And it just makes you think of women suffering, and now you're going to vote no.
They don't even understand the word suffer, these chicks. Because 90% of the women either do not want it or do not care. Because it means competition of women with the men instead of cooperation. Because 80% of the women eligible to vote are married and can only double or annul their husband's votes. So what's the point?
What's the point?
You're either going to stack the deck.
A lot of good points here.
You're going to stack the deck or waste your man's time. You can. I'm seeing this wording a lot now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With social issues. Like, well, what's the point, though? Yeah. Because it can be no benefit commensurate with the additional expense involved. We're going to have to...
We're going to have to accommodate for more voters.
Yeah.
What if they're from another country, though? Oh, my God.
Because it is unwise to risk the good we already have for the evil which may occur. So take whatever point you want. Either the point it's a waste of time, the point they don't want it, or the point that it will turn into something evil. You can have any of those you want. We're just putting it all out there.
Right. Oh, my God. But even, like you said, even now, when Hillary Clinton was running, people were still like, what about her period?
No, for real. Like, it's funny, but it's like not, but like people actually thought that.
That's the thing.
When meanwhile, she could have just said, I don't have a period dummy.
I'm old.
So she's going to act like she still can have one. That's what hurt her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think that'll be an issue. Just,
I would be, I'm young. I'm what? Who said something?
Very fertile.
Viable eggs. But I think we should have ran with that and been like, if you're not voting for Hillary, is it because she might get her period? And then throw those votes out because you don't know how biology works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That sounds like a great plan. It's crazy that this is, sometimes it's just like crazy that it's, it's funny, like if the same people who like voted for Trump and don't think he's racist are the same people that are like watching like, you know, Selma and things, movies like that, and are like, oh, look at those horrible white people. It's like, you're those white people.
Well, I was telling the story of seeing, this is when I really fell for my girlfriend. We were seeing the Mr. Rogers movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Fantastic.
And the only two seats that where you can see the screen good, it was packed and you can sit in the very, very front, and were take okay. So you had a couple, an older couple, mm-hmm. then a seat on their right and a seat on their left. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, you know what? I'll just ask this older couple to move down. I mean, of all movies, we're Mr. Rogers. They go, nah. They're not shoved behind some kind of pillar. It's not that they just know I bought tickets. These are my seats. And I'm like, yeah. And I guarantee during that movie, you were crying about how beautiful it was. What Won't you be my neighbor? Fuck? The movie's called Can I Sit Next to You? The obvious answer during the movie is yes, you may. And you said no. And I thought I heard wrong. So I'm like, huh, what? So now it's a scene. And you're not embarrassed.
Oh, my God. Did you sit on either side of them?
We sat. It ended up a couple didn't show up right in front of them.
Okay.
So we took those seats.
So you're just turning around the whole time, like you see?
I did deliberately sit tall. You know what I mean? I bought a slash top hat.
By the way, I was thinking about the period thing. Like when women are PMSing, which mm-hmm. is before the period, the most they'll do is really yell at you for the thing that they've been angry about this whole month.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, okay, you're doing that again, and now I have a shorter fuse, right? Yeah. But the most that men do when they get their period is like shoot up a place. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like when Casey gets mad when I'm like PMSing, he should just be like, oh, so that's what she wasn't being honest about the rest of the month. Like, yeah.
Well, that's more what it is. I'm not mad so much at the anger. I'm mad that you're a liar.
Yeah.
I want transparency in this relationship if it's going to work. Right. Not just on your period. But it is true. I do. I'm like, oh, am I getting my period? Because this annoying thing I usually have more patience for, but I'm like,
I don't. Yeah.
Oh, it's annoying. And now like I know to feel annoyed.
For sure. Right. For sure.
Courtney McGinnis, you can follow online. Twitter and Instagram is Court McGinnis, but yes. You may not actually. That's the thing. The website is CourtneyMcGinnis.com. The podcast, The Narcissistas. Woo! She also hosts a weekly show. I don't know how she's going to top the last one. But it's called Let's See What Else. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. at Poco NYC.
You got it. All That's right. it.
Well, congratulations. By the
Thank
way.
You guys so much.
You are so much fun. I love when you come guys. Into the studio. I love much you better than Casey.
I mean, I'm so much more fun. And I'm cute.
You know what's going to be funny? When the audience hear his side of the story.
I know.
Yeah, I asked her.
What's the big deal?
I called the dad. I was nervous. I asked her. Well, congratulations.
Oh, you guys!
Here's a, we knew you weren't really quitting drinking. There's a little champagne.
I love you guys so much. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Do you guys think I should change my last name?
What's your middle name?
Marie.
Do you have any comedy albums out?
No.
Then who cares? Now's the time to decide.
Well, I thought that people might accidentally book me instead of Casey if I change my name to Courtney James Blanco.
You take the middle name too.
That's great. I love you guys with all my heart. Thank you so much for having
Congratulations.
Me.
Congratulations. We're so, bitch. So, so happy for you.